one photographer who's having a show at Architecture for Art in Hillsdale. Welcome, Gerard.
Thank you.
Now, your show is called Ghostly Berms. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, my first experience when I started the series, which was about a year ago, I had to climb a berm that was about, I'd say, close to 20 feet in height. And when I got to the top, I had this immediate visceral experience of connecting with a kind of ghostly ambiance up there.
And that is one of a number of images in the show, obviously.
Yes, it's actually the first photograph in the show.
First photograph. Yeah, and how many are there altogether?
There's 40 images. It's still a work in progress. The way I designed the installation was pretty much like a storyboard with a beginning, a lot of middles, and an end.
I see. And they're all black and white?
Yeah.
And where were the most of the photos taken?
They were taken north of Hillsdale on the way to Chatham, on what was then still the Harlem division of the New York Central Railroad.
I see.
And how long a period of time was involved?
I started the series in probably just the very beginning of last January, and then I had to stop in March because spring was in the air, and I found leaves to be a distraction. And then I picked up again in mid-October up until about a month ago.
I see. How long have you been taking photographs?
It's been, I would say, about 45 years.
About 45 years?
Yeah.
And you were writing poetry all that time also?
I was and still am.
Have been.
I'm interested in this gallery, which I know nothing about, in Hillsdale, called Architecture for Art. Who runs the gallery?
The gallery director is a woman by the name of Leanne Norrie.
And what's the connection, her connection with architecture?
I believe she was a student of architecture in college at one time. So she has an avid interest in architecture and things that are related to architecture.
Mm-hmm. And are most of the shows show this connection between art and architecture?
I'm not sure because I haven't been to all the shows.
And the gallery is where? On the main street in Hillsdale?
It's right on 23, kind of in the...
It's across from the Hillsdale House Cafe.
I see.
Right, Hillsdale House and next door to the Mount Washington House, more or less. Well, what else can we talk about as regards photographs?
Well, I got involved in the, and I took an avid interest in starting the series. I realized, just a preface to say that back in the early 70s, there were many railroads in western New York State that within several months completely vanished. They were referred to as being abandoned, but they were technically shut down by the railroads. And what made the Harlem line unique as opposed to the ones in western New York State? I mean, in western New York State, you had railroads, you had long train trestles, you had viaducts, you had brickwork. I mean, all that vanished within a few months of the lines being shut down. What made the Harlem line unique was that almost all of the infrastructure still remained after they took up the rails.
And a lot of that is the bicycle trail. Is
no,
that correct?
Or is this has nothing different to do with the bicycle trail.
It's a different...
well, it's the same line, but I believe the bicycle trail is further south of Hillsdale. And
right,
I wasn't taking any photographs down
right
there.
But, yeah, no, what I mean to say is that eventually they hope to extend the bicycle trail to include this part.
It's possible. If they could raise millions of dollars.
I think it's called the Harlem Rail Trail.
That's
right.
Is that it?
I think many of those structures that you refer to might have been documented in Peter Stott's book about the industrial history of Columbia County. I'm not quoting the title exactly, but I think that's why many of those railroads were there, to carry products.
Oh, right. There were a lot of foundries, iron foundries over there in that part of the county.
Yeah, mostly in Chatham. And Chatham was a railroad hub. You had three railroads coming into Chatham. You had the New York Central coming north from New York City. You had the Rutland coming down from Vermont. And you had the Boston and Albany going from Albany to Boston, dissecting New York State and Massachusetts. And it would go through Chatham.
And which railroad were you talking about? Your photographs again?
My photographs are depicting a part of what was the New York Central line.
Right, the Harlem Division of the New York Central.
Yep.
Well, apparently we're going to have a new rail operation going soon. So we're a little uncertain about what it is exactly. It's a kind of truck to rail system that we think is going to be running right through here, past the studio. So prepare for a new series of photographs.
Has the railroad been a particular interest of yours? It was just this location kind of struck you that day as this ghostly city?
Well, the photographs are kind of a visual metaphor where I was re-experiencing my childhood from the age of eight when I was growing up in the Bronx, and that the Harlem Division actually ran through the Bronx going north to Brewster. And my mother used to take me to – we used to go on respites to a little park at the bottom of the hill where we lived, where the tracks were, and I was always watching trains whizzing by. And one day I asked my mother, where are all these trains going? And she said, to Chatham. Now, for an eight-year-old, I didn't know what Chatham was or where it was. I just sort of imagined it to be some kind of magical Shangri-La, and then I basically forgot about it. And I was reminded about it last January when I was with my business partner, and we were driving on the back roads somewhere near Ghent, and we came upon a viaduct, and I knew immediately what that was. And something triggered in me, and it just really inspired me to want to document what was left of the line that really doesn't exist anymore.
And you say it's an ongoing series.
It is. I actually took some photographs yesterday.
what size are these photos?
They are 16 by 20 inch prints, silver gelatin prints.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about the show?
I can't think of anything.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.